At the 10th Annual Ag Issues Forum, I am visiting with May Jemison. And May, I know you are a former astronaut and are very passionate about something called scientific literacy, I believe. What was the focus of your comments to the group here today?
So what's really important is to understand that science literacy is essential as we evolve. So science literacy is important to agriculture. In fact, agriculture, I believe, is one of the basic sciences that we've had. When we first stopped being hunter-gatherers, we needed to understand how to plant, how to water, how to, you know, kind of nutrients to use to be able to grow our crops and be able to evolve as a civilization.
Well, I loved your analogy of how we don't have enough fuel in the solar system to fly a rocket to another star, showing how much we need to advance in technology to do something like that. And I think you were trying to equate that to the kind of advances we need to make in farming today to feed this growing population.
So one of the things that's really exciting right now is when you start to do something that's very, very difficult, you have to have flexibility, you have to think of different solutions. So I lead a project called 100 Year Starship, which is to make sure the capabilities exist to be able to send humans to another star in 100 years. Not a launch date, but just to have the capabilities. Some of those capabilities include propulsion so you can get there in a shorter period of time. We need a very different way of doing propulsion, fission, fusion, or antimatter. We can't use chemical rockets like we do now. And also, you have to look at food, and the agricultural processes that we use now won't work if you're going to be going to another star. We have to learn a whole lot more about microbiomes, about nitrogen fixation. What do we actually need to make plants grow? Because right now, we're on this incredible planet that provides all of that, yet at the same time, we're destroying some of that that it provides, and we need to understand those pieces.
Last comment, just what do you recommend to this group here and Bayer and probably the people coming to this big farm conference? Any recommendations that they should think about when they look to the future?
Not this being my specialty, but just sort of thinking about the world in general, I think the big things we have to look to is to make sure that we have more people, diverse people, into helping to make the decisions, because we know that monocultures and all of those things are not healthy. And as we have more people involved with how we produce food, how we grow it, how do we use it, which ones we use, which ones we grow, then I think we'll have a healthier, stable kind of system going forward.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I know you've got to move on to the next step here, May. So that's May Jemison, one of the speakers here at the 10th Annual Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.